to 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
You don't need a green thumb to have a great-looking property. You do, however, need a green mower. Prairie Land Partners is ready to help you get your property looking great this spring with a new John Deere zero-turn lawnmower. With fast speeds and better precision, everyone will be talking about your lawn. Visit your local Prairie Land Partners to test drive a Z-Track mower today or shop online, prairielandpartners.com.
Delivering the right solution, Prairie Land Partners.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 10th of April, 7:23, 52 degrees on our way to 75 today. So a beautiful morning, going to be a really nice day once again. And we are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by Emporia Golf Course Manager and Monday morning quarterback host Marcus Urkel. Marcus, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. How we doing?
Doing good.
We're doing good. How are things at the course here this morning?
Just fantastic. I need to figure out how to bottle up the last 3 or 4 days worth of weather and just have it all year. I'd be doing great.
I bet you would be. So you have a good weekend out there?
We did. We had a really good weekend. You know, Easter's a little slower. Obviously, everybody's with family, and rightfully so. But even then, that was one of the busiest Easters I can remember, and Friday, Saturday were really good. So everybody's taking advantage of the greens before they get holes in them tomorrow, I think.
Gotcha. Well, you've got, the way it sounds, is a kind of a big maintenance slash renovation project which is underway now. Talk about the tee box project that you got cooking right now.
Yeah, so it actually starts a week from today, and I'm super excited about it. It's arguably the first big major maintenance project we've done since probably 1999 or 2001 when we put the Zoysia in the fairway. So it's been a long time coming, but essentially we're going to be putting in 27 new tee boxes, and 25 of the 27 new tee boxes are going to be in front of our current tee boxes. So we are going to be shortening the course almost 1,000 yards, not quite 1,000, I think about 800 yards we're going to shorten the course. This is going to give such a great opportunity for any golfer that doesn't hit the ball very far anymore. So you're looking at seniors, juniors, ladies that don't hit it very far. It's going to give them an opportunity to just have more fun. They're going to be able to get on the greens in regulation, have a birdie putt every now and then. And it's something that we've been wanting to do for a very long time, something that unfortunately, because we didn't really know what was going to happen with the airport project, we could never kind of get done. But now that that's kind of settled, we decided, hey, we need to get this done so that people can enjoy the golf course, and that's what we're doing.
So what will this entail, Marcus, as far as working around your golfers out there?
It's going to be relatively seamless, I've been told. Obviously, having never actually seen one, I'm going off the word of the construction people, but they're going to be taking dirt that's already out of the golf course, and they're just going to move it. They're going to shape it. While they're working on specifically on a tee box, we may have to ask people on that particular hole, you know, to tee off to the side, but it won't affect quite very much, which is really obviously a good thing. We're starting a little later than we would have wanted to. This would have been maybe better to do in January, but I'll take the responsibility for getting it done a little later. So. But, yeah, it's not going to affect it too much day in and day out. Like I said, you may have to tee off to the side on one hole that they're working on, but other than that, it should be pretty painless.
Well, this is kind of a major adjustment that you're making. What went into determining we need to shorten the golf course, Marcus?
Well, lots of factors. Number one, just being associated with the PGA of America, you know, we've been talking about play it forward for years and years and years. We've been trying to get people to move forward to a tee box that's right for how long they hit their driver for forever. Well, for us, we can tell people that, but we didn't really have a spot for them unless we just told them to go tee up in the fairway. And so it's been something for me, especially with all the juniors that I have, you know, having to say, hey, we're going to play a tournament, but you're going to have to tee up in the fairway because we don't have tee boxes forward. So it's been something that I've wanted for a very long time. As I did research, we have about 10 courses in Kansas that we do a comparable deal with because they're similar to us. And 8 of the 10 had 2 sets of tee boxes shorter than our shortest tee boxes. And so this is what's going on in the golf industry. This is what, you know, other courses are doing. If you have a course that's newly built, there's no question they're building tee boxes in the 4,500 range so that people can enjoy it. So that's what we're trying to stay in line with the industry.
So with the advanced golfers, the old tee boxes still be in play then?
Yes, they will. And while we're doing that, we're going to renovate them as well. They are, they're 50 plus years old, never been worked on at all. So we're going to switch that grass from bent grass to zoysia grass. So we'll have our zoysia grass will be the tee boxes and our fairways now, which will be consistent playing surface, a lot easier to maintain. It takes a lot less water, like a lot less water. So that's going to be a nice thing for us as well, as that's one of our, you know, that's a struggle with all golf courses, but us as well. So we will be able to save a lot of water on this after the construction's done.
And that was going to lead into one of my questions too for you, Marcus, is besides, you know, the convenience and the rewards of playing, what other benefits this has for you as a golf course manager, either with operations or maybe promoting the sport here locally?
Yeah, so in terms of operations, the zoysia grass in the summertime when we get the most play is a warm season grass, and it doesn't take nearly the chemicals that the bent grass does. Bent grass is a cool season grass, and it's very difficult to keep alive in hot weather. And obviously, our maintenance staff does an amazing job. Kelly's our superintendent; he does a great job. But with the zoysia grass, he's going to have an opportunity to maybe focus a little bit more on the only bent grass left, which would be the greens, and with water and chemicals being a lot less. So that's going to be awesome. And then in terms of promoting course, you know, I will promote the heck out of the enjoyment that people can have. I'm super excited for when we have people come from out of town, because a lot of times we have people come from out of town and say, "Oh, your course is so nice," but wow, it's really long. And so, you know, now they're hopefully not going to say that, and you know, that'll bring them back.
Well, you mentioned this off the top here, Marcus. Aeration begins what, tomorrow?
Yep, greens aeration tomorrow and Wednesday, so we will be closed both of those days. It's a necessary evil. It stinks I know when the weather's good like this, everybody wants to be out there, but it's also a really good time to aerate when the weather's good. So we picked a good week, and they're going to start punching. They'll start punching the practice screen sometime late this afternoon, and then they'll start rolling as soon as they can in the morning, and get those greens in good shape for you. Shouldn't take too long. So probably 2 or 3 weeks, they'll be in really top notch shape.
And I know you mentioned here, Marcus, about the concerns and really the conversations that have been ongoing for as long as I can remember about the airport runway. What is what's going to be the impact here for the golf course on that?
So from what I understand, and I hope I'm not saying this wrong, but from what I understand, the decision that we made, essentially the city is going to do the work. And so since the FAA is not doing the work, therefore, the golf course isn't going to be changed. So, I'm not definitely an expert on this, but I think that if the FAA were to have done the work, then there was a grandfathered plan that we're currently in that would go away, and that would have affected the golf course. So, because we're not doing that, that grandfathered plan stays in effect, and we don't have to make changes to the course. Which obviously from my perspective is wonderful.
That's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
That is a good thing, yes.
Well, before we let you go, let's go ahead and talk about something that we know is near and dear to you, and that's junior golf. Where are we at there?
Yeah, we're getting so close. I'm super excited. PGA Junior League sign-ups are live right now and go till about May 17th. We'll start that as soon as school ends. So I think that's, around the 20th. And PGA Junior League is such an amazing program. I always tell people it's like Little League baseball for golf, and it gives kids an opportunity to come out there to practice with instruction, to play games, and then they get uniforms, and they're on a team, and they play with partners. So they're getting out on the golf course. They're playing competitively, but they're doing it in an environment where, it's not as stressful as an individual tournament. They don't have to go out there and shoot 250 or whatever, because it's set up to be be enjoyable. But with that said, they're going to learn. And so far, you know, I've got my son, the junior high team's got a tournament today. And a lot of those kids that have been with me for a few years now are starting to be on that team. And I'm so excited to see them kind of mature themselves into those individual tournaments. But they did it by having fun first. And that's what we try and teach. And so that's starting up. And then my junior, just my week-long junior program for those kids that don't have the time maybe to do all summer, that's going to be in June and July. So take a look for that. We'll start promoting those actually today. So if you're on, go to Emporia Golf Course Facebook page. And we'll send those out via email as well. So if you want to sign up, just give us a call out there at the course, 343-5610.
Yeah, have some fun and get some, I assume high-quality coaching, right?
High-quality, the highest of high-quality, Ron.
So,
absolutely.
And again, did you have a club program out there? I mean, for clubs for kids, is that still going on, Marcus?
It is, we do. We have a club program out there. It's a lease program, and it allows kids to be in the right size and right weighted clubs for essentially their entire lives without having to spend a lot of money. Golf clubs are expensive. We all know that. Even junior sets are $200 to $400 a time. This program, what I've dreamed up, is it's $50, and they get a set of clubs for whatever height their kid is, and when they grow into the next set, they just bring that one back, and I give them the next size up, and they don't spend any more money. And I think I have about 200 kids in that program right now. And to me, if there's one thing that I get known for when I'm long gone, it's that program right there. I'm trying to spread the word around our section, around other golf courses around the state, because I think that having golf clubs in kids' hands is the only way we're going to get them to go play. And if they go play, they're going to find out how much fun it is. And it's such a good opportunity to not spend a bunch of money on it.
Great program. Marcus, keep up the great work. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Marcus.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. See you guys soon.
That's it. Marcus Urkel, Emporia Golf Course Manager, did a great job out there.
Oh, yes.
And that clubs program for kids, take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm. And on top of that, having that tee box project starting next week, huge. I didn't realize that was like the first major renovation in 20 years or thereabouts, too. So we'll be following that process as it continues to move forward. Did want to let you know that we only have one newsmaker spot open this week. It happens to be Friday. So if you want that for the activities here this weekend or next, give us a call at 620-342-1400. Lana Adams, who's the president of the Emporia State First Generation Students Organization, will join us tomorrow morning at 7:20. The second annual Doggy Dash is on the calendar for April 29th.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia, up on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. 7:35, 52 degrees. Stay tuned. Weather next.
They say grilling season kicks off in spring, but a true grill master grills through every